The text for the sermon this morning comes from verse 28. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" Mark is telling us a fascinating story this morning. It's fascinating because it's really the only time in all the Gospels where a scribe is favorably disposed of something Jesus said, and where Jesus is actually making a positive comment on something a Pharisee or a scribe said. But let us get back to the story. After Jesus gave the Sadducees a very good answer with regard to the law, a scribe, which was most probably a Pharisee, came up to Jesus and asked him the pressing question all the scholars of the law struggled with in those days, namely, which commandment is the most important? This was a very contentious issue because the scholars of the law, or the Pharisees, deducted 613 commandments from the Old Testament. They then divided it into two parts, namely 365 of which were negative and 248 which was positive. To them, you can understand why it was important to stress which one of all this 613 commandments is the most important. Jesus then answers him in the fashion of his day by quoting from the Old Testament, which the scribe, of course, knew by heart. Jesus answers him by quoting Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 to 5, which is called the Shema'a prayer. This name is derived from the Hebrew word Shema'a, that means listen. The Jews recites this prayer twice daily, in the morning and in the evening. And in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke, this first part is omitted. It's only in Mark where we find this word. Why? Maybe Mark wanted to put the answer of Jesus in the right context. The heart in those days was considered to be the control center of your being. The soul was your inner self, your life, the mind, your capacity, and strength, all your bodily powers. The Hebrew text does not mention mind, and the Greek translation of the Old Testament omits heart. But here in Mark, Jesus stresses, you must love God with everything that you are. Your whole life, your whole body. You must embrace God as the only God, and you must love Him. And then Jesus goes on by quoting Leviticus, where He says, you must also love your neighbor as you love yourself. Of course, in the context of the Old Testament, your neighbor was only your fellow Jew. Jesus is breaking these words open. He's making it much more inclusive to include everyone that crosses your path. And in those days, even the hated Samaritans and the Gentiles. In this case, Jesus says, you must be open and you must take this love beyond borders, because this is what God expects from you. God expects us to love Him. We must love our fellow beings as we love ourselves. Love for God is expressed by loving yourself and others. If you do not love yourself, you cannot love God. If you do not love other people, you cannot love yourself or God. And then the scribe says, Jesus, you are absolutely right. But there's something I would like to add. He says, no sacrifices is so important to you, but love. And this scribe quotes then from Samuel and Uzziah, where it said in the Old Testament, God does not expect us to do sacrifices or burnt offerings. God wants to have our love. He wants our commitment. He wants us to trust Him. That's what God expects from us. And then Jesus says to him, you have insight. And again, the Greek word that is used for wisdom or insight is nunchnechus, which is the only place in the Bible where this word is used. And this word has a much more wider and deeper meaning. Jesus is actually saying to this scribe, with this word, you are seeing the whole picture. You have managed to grasp what the love of God really means. And Jesus says to him, you have insight. And then also with this text, Jesus is telling him the real people, the people of those days were facing. They worshiped God without having any focus. To them, all the rituals, the sacrifices and offerings were far more important than having a relationship with God. Jesus is telling them with this text to focus again on what is really important to God. Namely, to love Him, to love yourself and your neighbor. Jesus is telling the people of His day to focus on what God really wants. And maybe this is also our problem today. I think the world we live in have lost focus too. We think that we can have a relationship with God on our terms and our conditions. And sometimes it is as though we use God as a puppet that we can control without even realizing it. Without even realizing that He is the Almighty God. He can do whatever He wants. We also think as Christians sometimes that we can decide who is going to hell and who is going to heaven. We can be so discriminating when it comes to the love of God, excluding other people from baptism, Holy Communion, and even getting married in the church. We can be so quick in inventing rules and regulations that is totally unbiblical and not reflecting of the love that God had for us. The unconditional love. The love without any borders or restraints. We forget we are not the judges. God is the only judge. God is the only one who can look into our hearts. God is the only one who can judge the character of human sinners. It's not our task as Christians to withhold the love that God had for us from others. It is God's decision. And we must live by His decision to love unconditionally. I think we have become the weakest link on this earth because we think we can love God and hate our neighbors or ourselves. Yes, people do not see the strong link we have with God, which is reflected in our love and zeal for God. And maybe this is the reason why everything around us is falling apart. Maybe it is because we lost our love and focus on God that our marriages break up. Why people do not want to get married. Why there's child abuse, domestic abuse. Why our children does not want to commit to have a relationship with God. Why there's poverty and hunger. Why there's greed and murder. Why there is hopelessness and all kinds of human evil. Why there is suicide, alcoholism and drug abuse. And why there are so many cases of child neglect. We as Christians must focus again on the things that really matter. Namely our love for God, love for ourselves, and love for others. Remembering that we cannot love God without loving ourselves and others. May we all again start to work on our responsibilities to love God, to love ourselves and others the way Jesus wants us to do. Jackie, this day is such an important day for you because this is the day where you saw God's love. God's love for you and for Alexandra. May you go from here and tell others about God's love, His embracement, His touch upon you. May you go out and teach through your actions and your words that God is love. Full stop. Amen.